Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, March 7th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, why only certain plastic containers can be recycled. And music, from a symphony orchestra to rock to jazz. But first, Arkansas will have the toughest ban on abortions in the country once a new law takes effect banning the procedure at 12 weeks of pregnancy. The Arkansas House overrode Governor Mike Beebe's veto of the bill yesterday, after the Senate voted to override it yesterday. Beebe said the ban is unconstitutional. The bill's sponsor in the House, Republican Representative Ann Klimmer of Benton, says it's the legislature's duty to take a stand when they believe something is right.
We are the lawmaking branch. The courts can look at it and can decide otherwise, but it is our job to state what we believe is legal and what is desirable for the state of Arkansas.
Rita Sklar of the ACLU of Arkansas says the legal challenges will come quickly and the law will fall, forcing the state to pay legal fees.
I, as a resident of Arkansas, would rather see that money go to early childhood education, infant nutrition, any number of problems that we have in the state, rather than the ACLU's bank account.
This is the second veto by Beebe to be overturned this legislative session. The first was for a 20-week abortion ban, which went into effect immediately due to an emergency clause in the bill. As the consequences of automatic federal spending cuts begin to seep into daily life, Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas says his office is already fielding calls from concerned citizens. Pryor says the sequester will have long-term implications.
We have had a lot of constituents call in. Many of those are people that may be relying on some sort of federal funding for something they do, and it, you know, could be something like a food bank, or we got some calls the other day about some farmers' insurance that may be impacted. So the sequester is here, and Congress is to blame for this.
Pryor says sequestration is the result of gridlock in Washington and the inability of Congress to reach a budget deal last year. However, Republican Senator John Bozeman says he's been getting surprisingly positive feedback.
Really not hearing a lot of calls with concerns, but are hearing a lot of calls with people saying that, you know, we're glad that you're holding the line, that we need to do something about spending. And so I think they're really glad in that regard. As far as what will happen in the future, it's going to take a while for things to develop.
Bozeman says in the next few weeks, Congress should be able to give federal agencies the discretion to move items around so they can make necessary cuts without inflicting too much pain on Americans. The Fort Smith City Board of Directors on Tuesday passed an amendment to its interlocal agreement with Sebastian County regarding the proposed aquatic center at Ben Garin Park. The amendment is meant to appease some concerns by justices of the peace about how the city intends to reimburse the county if the county foots the bill for additions to the park that weren't in the design created to keep the project under the $8 million budget. But if the quorum court doesn't approve the additional $800,000 expense for the project, Fort Smith Deputy City Administrator Jeff Dingman says that the project would likely revert to the original agreement, which calls for $4 million in funding each from the city and the county.
We do still have that agreement in place. It calls for our $8 million aquatics facility. And, you know, we do have a conceptual design that is estimated to fit within that budget. And so the $8.8 million is intended to add back in some amenities that were taken out of the concept in order to meet our budgetary restrictions. And so if the additional funding is not made available for the project, then we still have our $8 million project to consider.
Dingman says that though the design concept for the $8 million water park is less palatable for some residents, the future of the Aquatic Center relies entirely upon how much money is available for the project.
I mean, the city has its dollars ready to go, so to speak, and we're ready for the project to happen. We're waiting for the county to appropriate its funding. And if that were to not happen, you know, it does pose some problems for the city because we have spending requirements because these are bond proceeds. We've committed to spend these proceeds from this bond within a particular time frame. And if that can't happen, if we don't think that it can happen, then we'll have to reimburse the money to the bondholders and do away with it. And hopefully that's not what's going to happen.
The Sebastian County Quorum Court is scheduled to meet March 19th. The Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History has received a sizable contribution to help launch the Arkansas Story Bus Project. AT&T awarded $50,000 to the project, making the telecommunications giant the first corporate sponsor to provide funds directly to the initiative. The first of its kind in the country, the Arkansas Story Bus is a video and audio-equipped traveling oral history studio. Designed to further the Pryor Center's mission of preserving the history of the state of Arkansas and its people. The mobile studio will also help the Pryor Center expand its partnership with Arkansas high schools. Already, students at four Northwest Arkansas high schools have conducted interviews with 40 military veterans, and those interviews were later donated to the Pryor Center. According to a release by the Pryor Center, the StoryBus's self-contained technology will make it possible to conduct oral history training and programs in high schools where students wouldn't otherwise have access to the necessary equipment. The City of Fayetteville will hold a public input session next Tuesday regarding the design of the planned parking deck for the Downtown Entertainment District. The session will take place at the City Administration Building, immediately following the City Council's 4:30 p.m. agenda session. Different design options will be presented, and the public is invited to attend and provide comments. And in case you missed it, construction of 10 new cabins at Lake Fort Smith State Park is complete. Five of the cabins offer one bedroom and one bathroom, while the other five have two bedrooms and bathrooms. One of each size cabin is fully accessible, offering a barrier-free design and roll-in showers instead of the spa bathtubs featured in the rest of the cabins. The cabins officially opened on February 23rd. According to the City Wire, the cabin's completion means that all of the facilities at the park prior to its relocation in 2002 have been replaced. The original park and cabins were closed to make room for an expansion of the Lake Fort Smith Reservoir. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 44.